Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a feel-good Friday. It is Friday the 13th, 2020. They say, I knew there was something weird about today, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but now I do as I say it out loud. It is Friday the 13th. Here at the studios, the Chop Studios, it's a football Friday. For the first time, we're going to label it as a football Friday because we actually had actual football to watch. You didn't watch any of the preseason games, correct?
No.
Okay. You, AJ, did you get a chance to gander? We have AJ from the couch here, Sturch and Gooch, obviously, as he throws up the middle finger.
That was to Joe Matarese. And okay. I just read his text.
All and, right. Well,
you know, I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Well, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so I didn't watch preseason games. I looked at stats, but that's about
box
it.
Box score. We call you box score. There was a guy, what the hell was his name? Sean something from Big Shots. We used to call him box score because he would be that fan that would just be like, did you see the game last night? I'm like, did you see the game last night? Because he would always just run down like the statistics of the game and like the legitimate box score.
Sean
McNally? McSomething? Oh, man, it's an Irish something. I don't remember his last name, but he was.
McCauley?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Sure. Maybe. I don't remember. Anyway, in any event, there was football to be played last night. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Yankees ripping our hearts out one more time because they just consistently just do that. And then, of course, we'll get to the update. And today we will be previewing the 2021 Baltimore Ravens. It is day 11. I've been screwing up these days left and right with the day counts, at least. AJ brought it to my attention yesterday that I was wrong on the date again, I think. So it's day 11 of our 32 teams in 32 days. We're going to get that done with the Baltimore Ravens. But I will say this to start this off. Last night, I'm sitting there watching TV. It's around 10 o'clock. I'm getting tired. But I finally decided to do my first mock draft, right? And one mock draft turns into 40 mock drafts quick because I use this Draft Wizard, and I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. If you don't know what Draft Wizard is, it's a very fast way to give you an idea of who's going to be around at your pick. There's emotional picks, there's preference picks, there's things that screw up drafts, there's people that kind of go off the reservation with certain picks. But I did them last night, and I pick at 12 in Joe Angelo's league, and Joe Angelo's league is probably the biggest money league that I'm in. And I want to say that's the one that I'm trying to – I've came in second once, split it up, came in second once. I've been in it for a little while. I was in it for a little while with Evan, and then he dropped off the face of the earth for a minute, and then I started now I'm in it with my my best friend Mark. So mock draft season is upon us, and I have to say I got the 12th pick. Last year I had the first pick, and you know what I did with the first pick? You do what everybody else did with the first pick. You take Christian McCaffrey. Clearly that bit me in the ass. And then on the way back, I believe I had a chance. I think we got Lamar Jackson and then Chris Goodwin. So that was my first three picks.
You're off to a fucking rocky start.
Why? You're telling me Lamar Jackson at the end of the second round was not a good pick?
It's a terrible pick.
Okay, well, yes, because it definitely didn't do me any justice. But in my mock drafts last night, now I'm at pick 12, all the running backs gonzo. You know, like all the premier running backs are gone, and I was left with a decision. How high would you take Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback one in a 6-point touchdown league? Is 12 too early? 12, 13.
Third round?
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not touching him?
Honestly, and I'm probably not touching him there.
Really?
Yeah, I just have a thing with quarterbacks. I'm not picking one until this.
So you're not a quarterback heavy guy, even if it's a 6-point touchdown standard, yada, yada, yada.
No.
What about you, AJ? And let me preface this by saying that AJ will be starting a podcast on this network entitled The Fantasy Guy, which you got to see his logo. It's probably the funniest thing
and
I've ever
gonna
seen.
I'm going to just stop it now and say that Dave saved himself because I was definitely ready to bash you right away and be like, Dave, we broke cardinal rule number one and not talking about your own fantasy team on the podcast. And then you did make it turn it into a just a draft conversation.
Yes.
Overall.
Yes. Right. Yes. Sorry.
So we're good.
But I'm saying I mock draft last night for a potential team of mine, but like it hasn't happened yet. AJ, how high can you take Patrick Mahomes in a standard league?
Well, see, the thing is with your league, I don't think it really is standard if it's 6 points per touchdown, because usually it's 4 points per touchdown.
But it's also 6 points per touchdown for every other quarterback too.
I hate 4-point touchdown leagues. I hate them. I think they're garbage because a touchdown is six. You know what I'm saying? Like, why decrease the value of a touchdown, an actual touchdown from
because
a player?
Because they're scoring more touchdowns than the relative
because
other pool of
players. Because I guarantee you that in your league, the top 15 players, there's like 13 quarterbacks.
It is. Always, every
because
year.
Because of the touchdown. So I think that scaled down to make it where all the quarterbacks aren't the highest point scorers, and you kind of like even it out.
And even like that, they still are the highest point scorers. So.
So that's why you dial it down. All right, well, I'm still a 6 quarterback. Right, so in a 6-point touchdown
league. I dial
league.
It down on quarterbacks because in a 10-man league.
12.
12-man league, mm-hmm. there's 12 solid QB1s in fantasy. Nobody's starting two quarterbacks, so I'll take the 12th best. And it'll typically be Justin Herbert this year, or maybe he might go a little bit higher. But last year, you had Rodgers going in the 10th round. You had Josh Allen going.
That's another thing. That's what I was last year. I know we're not supposed to talk about our when I took Lamar Jackson in the second round, the last pick in the second round, I wound up with Rodgers in the 10th. And then I was trying to trade Lamar Jackson forever.
So if you take any running back there, or any, let's say, receiver there in that spot, at that point, you're getting Rodgers in the 10th as your starter.
Correct, but at that time, for whatever reason, there was a little bit of a, like, will Rodgers have a decent year? Turns out to be the MVP.
I guarantee you Josh Allen went after Rodgers in that draft.
I would have to look, but yeah. So I'm 12, 13. Is it too early?
I'm looking at ADPs. I think it's a little too early because you could go ahead and draft a guy like a Travis Kelce, possibly a Tyreek Hill, a Stephon Diggs, and then if you wait till 36, which should be around your pick, I believe.
Next time around.
You could get a Kyler Murray, who I think should have similar production to Patrick Mahomes this year. A little scaled down.
I'm not touching the quarterback.
I was just asking about Mahomes. 6 points per TD, though. So there's a little bit more value.
Six points per touchdown, but also so do the other quarterbacks get 6 points per touchdown. So it's not like it's just Mahomes.
So he's valuing everybody up.
Everybody's elevated right there.
Yes. All right. Everybody's up. So anyway. But what about this? What about something that popped up in a mock? Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, back to back. Now you got that combo for the entire season, and you just build around them. Would you mess with that, or would you miss me with that? See, I'm uncultured.
I'm not taking Mahomes.
All right. No, I'm no longer asking you. I'm now asking
or anybody that early as a quarterback. My brother does. He won the league last year with Mahomes as his first round pick, but he also has
my brother went name. On a tear last year with Mahomes. You know what I mean?
His team name is something Mahomes sucks. I suck Mahomes' dick or something like that.
Wow. So okay. Very tragic. Him. Okay. But if you had a choice at 12, you're definitely doing top rated RB or top rated wide receiver, you're not touching a quarterback.
Usually every single time. I think okay. I can actually go.
Right. Honestly, if it's a two wide out league, I'm definitely not taking a wide receiver either. I'm taking the best running back, and I don't care if it's
Running back? Back to back?
In a two receiver league?
Yes. Well, every time. When you say two receiver league, you mean but the flex could be a tight end receiver or a running back. So it's technically you can run three.
If you have to start only two wide outs,
yes.
Then I'm not taking a receiver until the third or fourth.
Okay. So that third, fourth, back to back, I can do. I'm really taking this. I really want to win this goddamn league this year.
By far the deepest position is receiver.
Yeah, because there's so many of them.
You could spot start almost anybody. When you're talking to only two receivers, I always have six on my team that I'm like, okay, which two do I have to start? If you draft a guy too early, you handcuff yourself where you have to start him every week, and then you end up having really good players sitting on your bench every week because
it's very true.
It's a very thin. It's a
and
it's, position,
and you'll probably
deep position, but you only have to start two. So
and you'll probably even see this: it's non PPR, it's standard. So like the receivers have lost complete value.
I won't even join the league if it's non PPR.
I'll be out of that.
You guys are so like. I just think it's like the last of the Mohegans. My league, I run my own league for 15, 16 years. Standard, no PPR. Standard. And Joe Angelo's one of the last ones.
Dave,
I know. This guy wouldn't join your league either. Well, that's okay because I've had the same teams forever. And I won't do a keeper league because I don't like keeper leagues anymore. I'm never going to do a keeper league ever unless I'm in the first ever
keeper league. I'll do a keeper league after having three seasons straight of the same owners because I've had too many times where I've had.
Yeah, there's always one or two guys.
I hate having to have replace a team. When there's already a team standing, you got to take here, inherit this shitty team that the guy obviously sucked at and left the league because his team sucked. Now you have to take it. It's just a disadvantage. You need good owners and you need people that are going to be guaranteed consistent for 5-10
years. And you need a guy that's going to be dedicated to be the commish because that's an important job. Like, and no corruption or no bad rules or anything like that, that people have to agree on from the rip. And then, you know, it is what it is. But
are we actually recording our podcast?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. I thought
you didn't hear the whole welcome everybody.
Like, did you do that?
I did do that. Where are you? Okay. Are you well?
Yes. Right. Yes. I got a haircut today. I'm fucking.
You did. So we're both rocking Fresh Cut Fridays. I like it. How about AJ? No? No. All right. Well, yeah. I don't know how you wear your hair on a normal basis, but I think it might be time. I don't know. You could bring him up. Like, folks, that you can't really see he's wearing a hat, but he's got a mop up there. So that's Yeah, well, that's a lot of hair. I don't think I've ever seen you without a hat, ever, actually.
It's because I'd be steady mopping. So, yeah, I plan on getting a haircut soon. The problem is my barber is like a friggin' celebrity, and I literally cannot book him until a month out.
Well, that's where I was, too. I had my guy, and he's booked through September, so I had to make a move. I was like, I need a haircut at least every 10 days. I'm that psycho. I need that the fresh beard. I need all that.
If you live within 10 miles of me and you're Dominican, I will let you cut my hair. That's my haircut. That's your rule? Yeah.
Anyway, that's great. So there was football last night. I know you didn't watch it, but you did catch up on Hard Knocks. Proud of you. I know you had your critiques. We talked about it in pre-show. Keep those to yourself, except for the fact that you said Dak is a good guy. So
Dak's a good guy. Jerry Jones is no longer with us already. And Mike McCarthy, the one time that I actually was like agreeable with McCarthy was when Jerry Jones was giving his speech that he started crying on, and McCarthy looked over at him and he was like,
Why are you crying, boy?
Are you good? The fuck?
Anyway, but yeah, so the Steelers take out the Eagles 24-16. That makes the Steelers 2-0 in preseason. You know what that means? Nothing. It means nothing that they're 2-0 in preseason. The Patriots take out the Washington football team 22-13. One thing I will say, first of all, did you see the Cam Newton? I think Jorge actually sent it to this guy's getting on camera. What are you looking for over there? Okay. Yeah, please don't die on us. Anyway, Jorge was sent us a reel today. Did you watch it with Cam Newton?
He sent us 48 reels.
He does today. Send us 48 reels a day, but that one was I actually
Jorge,
watched.
I do appreciate the reels though.
Yeah, because sometimes one day they're going to hit content. And we're going to use it. But the Cam Newton one, did you see that one? Where it's like one guy, the reporter was like, "How's it feel to go? How was your first introduction to Chase Young? He's like, "He's a little smaller than I thought," and he had to like pull down his mask. He's like, "I'm joking, please God, I'm joking." Like he doesn't want to get killed the next time they ever come across each other because Chase Young will eat your children. But anyway, so they get that game done. There was our first look at Mac Jones,
number 10.
Yes, he finally changed his number back to his Alabama number. Alabama, right? Yes, Alabama. He changes his number. Which he played well. He looks like he can run. He's a little bit of a mobile quarterback, turns out. You just didn't see that on the tape or going into the draft, but he played well. It'll be interesting to see where we go, where the Patriots go. Not we don't care, but where they go with the quarterback. I mean, it's going to be an open competition, I think. I think the nod will probably go to Cam until he screws up, until he looks like he can't go anymore. I think it's his job to lose at this point, right?
I would say so.
Yeah.
They were calling him QB1 in practice. I don't know if that was like a team thing, but they were definitely saying QB1. I watched some videos, and he was throwing the ball better than I've seen him throw, but it was also just video clips. It wasn't the entire practice.
Correct.
They took the highlights of it, and Cam was looking good, but we'll see. I think Cam
I think it's a little bit of a disrespectful move that if they draft the Mac Jones, he's
the
QB1.
The Patriots are set up right now for a quarterback like Cam to succeed. He's not really a mobile guy anymore, even though he is. It's just he's brittle.
He's a big dude still to come down.
He's a big guy, but they're going to throw the ball underneath a lot. They're going to use a two tight end set a lot, and their offensive line is really good. So we'll see. I think Cam could succeed in that offense. I know that Mac Jones is probably a better passer than him already, but the assignments are a lot in the NFL. So we'll see where Mac Jones is at.
The other game that went out was the Steelers and the Eagles. I will say that PFT, my God, like I get it that you guys want content, but if you're trying to turn into FS1, you're succeeding very, very quickly. They put out a tweet last night. Joe Flacco gets in the game after Jalen Hurts plays. He plays rather well. You know, obviously I can't be rooting for Jalen Hurts to succeed over there, but as a Cowboys fan, but he played well. He's probably going to be pretty good at playing quarterback in the NFL. Like, it's just, you know, he'll have his growing pains and whatnot. But anyway, Joe Flacco gets in there. He dishes off a 2-yard screen pass. And when I say 2 yards, it was legitimately 2-yard forward pass. The guy takes it to the house and runs for, like, I don't know, 40, 45 yards or something, right? Maybe even longer. Anyway, it was a sprint, and he just burns him. PFT puts out a tweet saying, Joe Flacco coming for that QB1 spot.
What team is Joe Flacco on again?
He's the Eagles backup.
Oh, so he's the Eagles starter, is what you're saying. You think Jalen Hurts is good?
Were you paying attention? Are you paying attention today?
No, I was reading.
Good Lord, man. Come on.
That. I'm probably nicked up from that fucking pouch that AJ gave me.
Oh, well, see, I called it gum. You called it a pouch. But anyway, those preseason games go down last night. It's good to see football back. It's also good that the Dallas Cowboys play tonight, 10 o'clock p.m. I don't know if I'm going to make it, to be honest with you. Those are getting longer. That's like when the Yankees are playing on the West Coast. I'm like one eye open.
It's a Friday, though.
It is a Friday.
You should be good.
I should be fine.
Crack open an IPA.
There it is. Wow. Good call, Chris. There you go. Good call.
You'll be asleep by the end of the first quarter, which is when you should stop watching a preseason game anyway.
So we'll see what kind of starters rock out there for the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott will not play. He'll probably get his season debut next week against the Texans as he revs it up back to 100% health. So everybody that got on my case about Dak Prescott's shoulder, everybody could just calm down. So baseball still exists. There was a game last night that we didn't get a chance to talk about, which is relatively monumental for baseball as a whole. And I said it and tweeted it out last night. I think that this Field of Dreams game that was played last night was probably the coolest thing baseball has done for the fans in a very long time. When you're talking about like all-star games sucking and like there's no rhyme or reason. The home run derby's cool for what it's worth, but like there hasn't been anything new in a long time. Baseball's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type deal when it comes to, you know, making better like aesthetically pleasing games. This thing was cool. Like, they had Costner come out. I know you think Costner's a dork, but Costner came out of the corn stalk, and so did all the players, just like the movie. Like, it was a cool feel.
And then what did they do? They put up a fence after that?
No, it was like the fence was like a wood beam. Like, it was like just, or they opened a door. It's just like a bullpen. There's bullpen doors.
That whole thing is confusing to me because watching that, you couldn't tell that there was a fence there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been cool for them to just have no fence and make it almost like a playground game where anything that got past you hard was a double automatically.
I think it was pretty awesome to see these guys launching balls into the night, into the corn stalks.
That was cool, but it was just weird because when they were all approaching the field all week, people were just walking in from the outfield anywhere. And then when they played the game, there was a fence there. And they were having the players enter through the outfield, and it was just Yankees pitchers
got. That's a weird thing.
And then they put a fence up. All of a sudden, they played the game, and there was, what?
The entrance?
No, I think that they just probably have some little makeshift fence that they are able to unroll real quick.
I think it was only like a wood beam. I'm telling you, it was like weird. But anyway, the game goes off. It's awesome for the game. I think it's fantastic for the game of baseball.
Uniforms were
dope.
Sick.
Dope, bro.
They really did fuck it up with the Nike sign.
I didn't even notice it.
That's the only thing I noticed. I'm like, you know, Nike, I get it.
You have to do it.
Did they have to?
I don't think so. I don't think they had to do it. But I will say that the game itself, you know, as a Yankee fan, as we all are here, except for AJ, the Yankees now lead the league, or AL at least, in walk-off losses. That is their eighth. Eight times we went into the ninth inning saying, we got this, and we don't.
I want to try and get behind the Yankees.
I'm trying myself.
I support them, and I'm going to root for them the whole way through.
So but annoying.
When teams find ways to lose games. Now, they found a way to win that game yesterday with their offense, but
they scored four in the top of the ninth.
Their bullpen has been terrible. We need Chapman back. I know everybody's not a big fan of Chapman right now, but we need our fucking guy back.
Yes.
At least if he's failing, it's because that's our closer. He's the guy that goes in that spot. But what were they doing bringing in Britton? Boone. Oh my God.
I mean,
why was Gardner batting second?
Who was, because Gardner was batting in this game for nostalgic purposes because they put him in because it's a feel good thing. That's 100%.
Bat him ninth or eighth. You don't bat
or Brett don't have him second. In the lineup
you
at all.
Put him in the lineup. I understand getting him in there, but not definitely not for the reason you said, not in a pennant race. No fucking way. You don't just play a guy because, oh, you know what? This would be good for Gardy. Shut the fuck up.
I guess that's, you know what? I go back on that. I go back on that comment because Sanchez. You know, is Sanchez on the IL? No, right? He's available.
Is he on the COVID list? Higgy's been playing.
Right. So maybe he's on COVID list or something. I don't know. Because I'm like, oh, he missed out on it. But Gerrit Cole was there. Gerrit Cole, they're like, they interviewed him mid-game and they're like, oh, you know, excited to get back, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, like, why can't you just start this game? If you're on the bench, why can't you start?
I think when you hit the protocol, it's 10 days.
No matter what. If he's testing negative and all this other stuff and no more COVID, he can't pitch?
Well, if you put somebody on the 10-day COVID list.
But can't they do like the retroactive blah, 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 you know, that jargon? Or they could just activate him and retroactive and make it sooner?
I'm sure if he was ready to pitch and he was allowed to pitch, they would be pitching him. I thought that he might have pitched in the first game after All-Star break because he was ready, but they didn't. So I don't know. It's Aaron Boone. Ask the fucking idiot himself.
Yeah, he's every time, man. It's every time. Eight losses like this, it rips your heart out, man. It really does. Like, you want to get behind it. And shout out to the Danimal who posted the Yankees lose today and all the Mets fans, his fellow Mets fans, ganged up on him because it gave the Mets fans a bad look. The Mets are the worst team in baseball in the last month, and you celebrate a Yankee loss, you're just being an idiot. You're just being an absolute schmucko, and you're looking for attention, so stop it.
Schmucko.
Stop it. Stop looking for attention, okay? Please, for the love of God. Speaking of something that I read in the Facebook group, before we get to AJ's update, you a fan of J.R. Smith going back to school? I think it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
talked about it yesterday, yeah, going back to school.
Anybody going back
to school? He wants to play golf, yeah,
good,
too.
Good for you.
He wants to play golf for the school.
I don't know if he's going to pass, but he's trying. I'll give him that.
You want to get that? Do you remember the tweet? Remember the DM? They
trying to get the pipe?
Trying to get that pipe?
Do I remember?
So good.
J.R. Smith is a fucking legend.
His little thing where he's like, blah, 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 whatever. But the Yankees. The Knicks, you know, that's when I liked him. Obviously, he was draining threes for the Knicks. What do you got, AJ? Okay, sorry. But anyway, very cool for J.R. Smith to get back to college. I'm always a fan of that when these guys go to the NFL or their leagues.
Back to college? I don't think he went to college.
Well, then attending college. Yeah. So it's not even finishing up a degree. It's literally going to get your degree. And you know what? If he wants a future after basketball, that's a starting point. You know what I'm saying? He's still playing ball, but now the season's over. And what?
Was he on a team at the end of last year?
I'm pretty sure he was.
I think you feel like he's in and out of the league.
I don't think so last year.
You don't think J.R. Smith was on a team at all? Are you
last
sure?
Last year? I feel like the year before, yeah, but I don't know if last year, no.
Wow, that's...
Let me check.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be... Also, keep your attention onto the comments, AJ, because we could be getting somebody's answers from the people watching live. No, we don't have to do it, but...
They said COVID about, what is it, Sanchez, but that's about it.
Yeah, okay,
otherwise,
there it is.
Go Lions
comment. Makes sense. JR was not on a team, according to Scoop, so I didn't want to look at the comments, but... Don't. Okay. I just looked at the private chat. That was actually good. But any event. AJ, it is time for your time to shine, bro. I need to know all things that have happened in the world of baseball last night outside of the Field of Dreams game. You can obviously include that if it's in your little wrap up. But yeah, hit us with your AJ update.
Okay, well, if you need to know all things inside the world of realty, make sure to hit up our guy, Curtis Counts. Curtis Sells Houses is the best for your realty needs. Make sure to hit him up. Now let's go to the slate of games yesterday. The Nationals had a doubleheader with the Mets, in which the Mets won both games. It won the first one 4-1, and then the second one 5-4. The Cardinals have a nice comeback victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday, 7-6. The Phillies are able to edge out the Dodgers in a close one, 2-1. That's rather surprising. The Athletics have an absolute eyewear shutout, 17-0 over the Indians. Dom, it must have been a slugger fest yesterday because the Brewers also put up 17 runs against the Cubbies.
Slugfest.
They beat up on them 17-4.
I love AJ. I really do.
The Tigers. Oh, well, no, when I mentioned that game, the garbage. The Rays and the Red Sox, they have a divisional rivalry game, and the Rays beat up on them 8-1. The Mariners are able to beat up the, rather pathetic Texas Rangers. Don't know why I came at them so hard right there, 3-1. The Cincinnati Reds have a nice game against the Atlanta Braves. They're putting the Mets more close to that first place spot.
Oh boy.
The Reds win that one 12-3, and then we have four more games on the slate. Field of Dreams game, we all know how that down. White Sox unfortunately win it 9-8. The Angels have a high scoring affair against the Blue Jays. They win that one 6-3. Shohei Ohtani gets the win. The Diamondbacks shockingly absolutely smack the San Diego Padres.
Two
yesterday.
Games in a row. I think we were talking about the Padres losing two nights ago or something to a bad team.
I think it was the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I was going to say they finished up that series.
Diamondbacks are not a bad team at home. They're just exceptionally bad on the road. So,
okay. Well, you got to get it right on the road.
And then the Colorado Rockies have an absolute eyewear shutout.
Ding.
They get absolutely shut out by the San Francisco Giants 7-0. That is your AJ Sports Update.
Good job, AJ. Thank you as always. So that catches you up on all things baseball. We talked a little bit of football, but today is the day we're previewing the Baltimore Ravens. So we're going to do that. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Now, I know that these hype videos have been something to be said. Everybody loved them. I was hearing so many positive reviews about the hype videos. they're gone because they're ruining our YouTube.
So, and honestly, I was getting the opposite. I was getting, what the fuck is this Cincinnati Bengals video?
Okay, and
it was,
well, you know,
Jimmy,
what?
But
it still is Jimmy. So anytime Jimmy says anything, but you take it with a grain of salt.
Was completely wrong.
By the way, congratulations, Jimmy, for booking that. No.
No.
Can't say it.
Not yet.
Booking that podcast that you do on Mondays here at Chop Sports. So that, I like the whole...
Shut like that down.
Live show. Gotta love it. So anyway, after the break, and by break, I mean it's time to start promoting us a little more as far as Chop Sports. After that, let's pay some bills. Let's promote some stuff. We'll talk about the 2021 Baltimore Ravens. Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is four pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest three pepper blend featuring Fatale, habanero, and ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of ghost and habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. Chopsports.shop. You got to have it. Got to have it. Go support our NIL athletes. I will say this. We did drop a fire shirt yesterday on the shop. Chris put some thought and some creativity behind that. Get on that. We're also going to be doing some NFL shirts. I know AJ was getting involved with that. You were getting involved with that. What?
No, I was going to say we have hoodies too.
Well, we're going to get AJ to do a nice little promo for the hoodies today because hoodies are basically a plentiful with every design except for the NIL kids,
We're only doing the hoodies for
our stuff.
Our stuff.
Yeah.
For now and Paz.
And Paz. Okay. Yeah, because Paz was in on the ground level and we could do it for Tavernal too. Well,
only because there's a conversation that needs to be had, but this is business. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. So it is time. We are finally here. At the upper echelon of the AFC North. Today we will do the Baltimore Ravens, and on Monday we'll finish off the division with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But we start with the Ravens. Now, the Ravens, obviously, yes, they're stacked. They have a great team. There are things about the Ravens that are leaps and bounds better than the rest of the league, and that's why they are usually in the hunt regardless. It starts on top. Now, I will have this Lamar Jackson debate. You've heard it on this podcast. If you're a subscriber, which you should be, hit subscribe, by the way, hit follow. So you get automatically downloaded. So that's for you people out there. Automatic downloads every day. So you'll know that we're live, or you'll know also that we have a podcast. But anyway, Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson. See, I've been critical of Lamar Jackson's play in the first couple years of his career. I think that he's more of a running back situation where he can throw the ball at times. That team is built to run the rock. Can he throw the football? Yes, he can throw the football. He was a college quarterback at Louisville. He knows how to throw
the football. Dave, he's an NFL quarterback for the Ravens. He could definitely throw the football.
I don't know, man. I guess there's certain... I don't know. When I think about a guy like Lamar Jackson, who is a legitimate human joystick, right? He like makes all these crazy moves. I think about Michael Vick, who basically re-revolutionized.
Who could also throw the football.
But he can. That's what I'm saying. He can throw the football. Michael Vick can throw the football. This guy, it's not even close, actually, to Michael Vick, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. I don't buy into a quarterback that plays this style of football. He's
Michael
going
Vick
to
was
run
not
out.
Accurate.
What?
He wasn't accurate.
Mike Vick?
No. He wasn't this guy that was fucking slinging the rock. He was a running quarterback, too. It was the same thing on Vick that they're talking about Lamar Jackson now. It's just that you didn't have, and this is my opinion, right? You didn't have a dog in the race, so to speak, where a lot of times people are comparing Dak to Lamar, and I think that plays on your ability to, I wouldn't say ability, but your reasoning behind kind of diminishing Lamar's throwing ability. And plus the fact that if you look at his wideouts,
He had nobody.
Doesn't have any.
Well, he doesn't. Well, this year it might change a little bit, but there was an injury that was suffered. Yeah,
we'll talk about that as we go.
Team, yeah. So Lamar Jackson, obviously, yes, he's won an MVP. There's no taking that away. You just can't. I can't be like, he sucks at football. No, he doesn't. He won an MVP. So I can't say that.
You took him in the second round.
I did take him in the second round last year. Don't get me wrong, because in fantasy wise, the guy's going to rush for 100 yards every game. So why not? I basically have a running back quarterback.
That's true.
Hybrid position. You know what I'm saying?
In terms of accuracy, Michael Vick had a career 56% completion accuracy.
That's not
accuracy
good.
Compared to Lamar Jackson, 64%.
Okay. All right. See, that's why we have AJ, to prove me wrong, to make me feel stupid.
Finally, it's not AJ coming at my neck, because typically what happens is I say something confidently and AJ checks it, and like 2 seconds later, I'm like, fuck. And if AJ doesn't do it, then Hawaii Michael sent me a text talking about don't pour bleach down the drain or whatever the fuck. Still pour bleach down my drain.
Yeah, you have to.
Not mine, but you know, bartending, that's what I do. Got to clean the shit.
But anyway, so Lamar Jackson is the leader of this team. He is the reason why this offense goes. Whether he's throwing or running, he's the reason. I'm a big, big fan of their running back room, okay? Other than I don't know who Tyson Williams is. I'm assuming he's a rookie. But in front of him, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. I love Justice Hill. Justice Hill didn't get enough burn last year. He didn't get enough playing time. That kid is electric. And that's somebody that I was eyeing last year in fantasy. Like, I was like, you know, this could be a good rookie to break out, and he just never got his chance. Maybe he gets it this year with a three-headed monster. I don't know. But J.K. Dobbins is in for a big year.
I think last year Dobbins, I was really hot on Dobbins in drafts.
Was Ingram there?
Drafts.
Ingram was there last year.
Ingram was kind of only banged up spelling too. Them a little bit. It was a Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. Typically, in the beginning, it was Gus Edwards. Towards the second half, a little bit, Dobbins got more involved. Did not get involved whatsoever in the passing game, which was surprising because I thought he could kind of do a little bit more there, mm-hmm. which I hope, because I do own him in the Fantasy Keeper League.
I do
hope that he does inherit a little more in the passing game. But I look for, out of the two guys, last year, Dobbins, I think, had 134 carries, and Edwards had 144.
Do you think it's going to tip the scale the other way this year?
No, I think, and Ingram had like 75. With Ingram out of town, yeah. I think now it's J.K. Dobbins is going to get around 200 carries, plus whatever receptions that he's able to muster as like the lead back.
Yeah.
He did have 9 touchdowns, but a lot of that was goal line shit where it was kind of opportunistic. I think Dobbins is going to be their goal line back, plus their first and second down back. Gus Edwards coming in to spell him here and there. But you will see.
But regardless, great running back room. Those guys are both good at football.
Dobbins is the guy.
Yes. Their receivers, something to worry about and monitor, because we're hearing that Rashad Bateman hurt.
Groin.
Those things are tricky. Those things can linger. You know, those are like, you know, you're running, you're fine, you feel fine. Then it's like,
Anything muscular could go anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months, depending. And a groin for a running back is no good, but obviously they're going to keep him out until September, they're saying. I would say that hurts them a lot, because they really don't have a guy that could be the second receiver. And honestly, he's really their wide receiver one, by the way.
I was just
going to
say, but Marquise Brown is just very Tyreek Hill-ish in my mind.
He's like half the size.
Right, but I'm saying, but he's only like a one-trick pony. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's giving Marquise Brown way too much credit. He's a deep threat. He could take the top off of defense, but he's not intimidating to anybody.
No.
Anybody's lining up in front of him and saying, all right, I could cover this fucking guy.
Right.
Just put your hands on him a little bit.
Now, Sammy Watkins is joining that team. Sammy Watkins obviously has been a role player for the Kansas City Chiefs for a while. Probably in a similar role coming onto this team, you know, considering that they have a Tyreek Hill and they have, why am I thinking, I can't draw a blank on the other receiver for the Chiefs.
Mecole Hardman.
And there's another one, too. I'm thinking there was the third guy.
Marcus Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson. So, like, he's coming into the same role. He might be asked to do a little bit more, considering the injuries, considering the fact that Marquise Brown isn't your possession over the middle receiver type guy. Watkins might have to be that guy.
Watkins is a good player.
I like him.
But he's nothing special. He's going to be what he's going to be. He's not going to bring 100 catches. I don't care the situation. He's just not going to be that guy.
Correct.
It doesn't matter if he gets 100 targets, he's going to still only catch about 40 balls.
He will have one phenomenal fantasy week this year, though.
It'll be on somebody's bench.
Oh, Watkins.
He does it every year.
Every year. I agree. One of the top premier tight ends in football, I think, is Mark Andrews. I think, you know, if I had to rank my tight ends, it would probably be Kelce, Kittle. I want to throw
Andrews.
I kind of like, we'll talk about Waller. I love Waller.
I think he's fantastic. Yeah, I forgot about him. Honestly, he might be better than Kittle.
Because he stays on the field. I mean, Kittle's good. I like Kittle a lot, but I think that at least top five we're going to give to Mark Andrews, and he's joining a good offense. So this offense is going to go as Lamar Jackson goes. And when you talk about their offensive line, that's pretty good too. You know what I mean? They have a good offensive line that's young. They do have Patrick Richard as their fullback. Ronnie Stanley, phenomenal. Zietler they got from the Giants. He's good. Maybe a new environment for that kid. He gets better. Who knows? But the offensive line is good, and it's good enough to keep this offense high-powered the entire season, barring any injuries. Flip side, the defense. Adding people always. This is like a 365 operation for the Ravens to add talent. I wish we had the aggression, as when I say we, the Cowboys, had the aggression to pursue some of these bigger free agents. But sometimes it doesn't pan out. For the Ravens, I think it will. You know, adding a Calais Campbell is just like, to that defense already, is like, what? You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of body.
That was this offseason or last?
Calais Campbell. No, I'm saying he's been there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, he's been there.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
but I get it. Him. Yeah, they making a trade for a fucking third or fourth round pick for a Pro Bowl defensive tackle.
Exactly. Big. Yeah, well, he's listed as an edge here. But Brandon Williams, Derek Wolf, their linebackers, Patrick Queen, another year, I wanted him as a Cowboy. You know, I loved his style of play. And Justin Houston, you know, he's been around. He's definitely probably the seasoned vet of that group. And I think that he's, again, serviceable.
The defense is always solid in Baltimore.
It just seems to be
that way. Coached. There's a stigma that goes with being a Baltimore Raven. You're a good defensive team. Always. Right? When was the last time you remember the Ravens actually sucking on either side of the ball? Maybe a little bit on offense, but it's been a while. They've been complete for a long time.
Since Lamar's been there, at least, they've been a complete team.
Even, honestly, Flacco. Like, he was their Achilles heel.
But I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they were good with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
It was really the Ray Lewis days with Dilfer back in the day was where
their beat the Giants in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I love that. But anyway, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, a great, great tandem in the corners. But also, bro, dude, their slot corner, Jimmy Smith. Like, that's good. You know what I mean? Like, they're adding, and they keep adding. Chuck Clark as their strong safety and Deshaun Elliott as their free safety. Now, I will say this. What's time for you to pull up their schedule, AJ? And like I said, we're not going to try to go through all of them. I mean, not all of them per se, but we will, while you do this, get that win total as well, because I want to know that. It's probably up in the upper echelons. If I had a guess right now, I want to say 11, but no, we'll see.
I think that they mainly, I don't really see many at 11. There's only a couple teams.
Okay. What is it, AJ? You got it?
11.
It is. That's amazing. Beautiful. On the money. So anyway,
is weak.
Their schedule is favorable in the beginning, except for the game against Kansas City, but at least they're getting a game at home against Kansas City. So the Chiefs have to travel to Baltimore early in the year. They go Vegas to start on ESPN. So that's the Monday Night Football game. So that's kind of cool. Then they got Kansas City. Then a stretch of teams that they're definitely going to beat, especially if Carson Wentz ain't there. You got Detroit, Denver, Indy, bang, bang, bang. I think those are wins right off the rip. Then they got LA and Cincinnati. You know what I mean? So these early wins are going to have to really add up for this team. And then obviously they got an early bye considering the rest of the league. There's other teams that are getting byes in week 14, which is insanity to me.
Like, there's teams that have byes in week 3.
Yeah. I think it starts in week 4, if I'm not mistaken. If AJ knows that offhand, don't worry about it if you don't. Yeah, then don't. I think it's week 4 is the earliest bye. But dude, 10 weeks worth of teams with byes, that is another fantasy thing that's going to really screw people up. What would you do? Or what will we do? Because we have, you know, to run our own Chop Sports Fantasy League. How do we do the playoffs this year?
Just move it back a week.
Move it back a week or finish the year even earlier?
No, no way. Because then you're going to have 2 weeks of byes in the playoffs. If you finish
I'm sorry.
It's got to be 15, 16, 17, 18 with the playoffs, or 15, 16, 17.
15, 16, 17 will probably be the play. That's like your typical 14, 15, 16 of old. So there you go. That's
problem solved.
Easy solve. Look at that.
This year, all bye weeks will currently fall from week 6 to 14.
Okay, I'm wrong.
They move them back.
Week 6 to 14. So 8 weeks worth of byes. So get your fantasy, you know, make sure you got some good byes coming up in week 6 already. But looking at their schedule towards the back end, it's a little bit more difficult. They do have a date with your boys, Green Bay, but that game will be in Baltimore in December. So, well, I don't even know why I said that. Like, oh, Baltimore, Green Bay's got to play in cold weather. Like, yeah,
not worried.
Yeah, not worried. So, Gooch, if you had to put a number on this Baltimore Ravens, with the number being 11 in Vegas, do you think they take this? Remember,
I'm going to go 11.
You're going to go 11. Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, what did we do? Do you remember right off the rip what we did for the Browns yesterday? Who was the highest? I think it was you that were the highest at what?
12.
You gave him 12. I think I gave the Browns 10, and I think you gave him 10 as well. So right off...
I gave him 11.
You gave him 11. Okay, so right off the rip, you're thinking the Browns and the Ravens are going to come down to a tiebreaker at the end of the year, more than likely. That's very likely. So that means every team is going to compete. And Pittsburgh, maybe we drop them to third. I don't know. We'll see. But I got the Ravens at 11 wins as well. What do you take
them? I have them tied with the Browns, 12-5.
That's a hell of a division, bro. That's a hell of a division. 12-5. Imagine going 12-5 in a first 17-game season ever, and you don't win the division. That would be insanity to me. To me. I mean, that's rough.
I mean, that's happened with teams have gone 12-4 or 13-3, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the schedule is the schedule, and you're going to have to play the games on your schedule. They're ending it like every other team in the National Football League. They're ending it with a division game. So that could be very, very detrimental. And having the Browns, the second matchup with the Browns in week 12 and then week 14. So they don't play the Browns until the end of the year.
They got a really shitty crossover matchup with the Rams.
The Rams is their cross. Yeah, that's the tough draw. In L.A.? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Sorry.
It's home.
Home. So, I mean, the Rams are going to be good. We'll talk about the Rams when we get to the NFC. But, yeah, that basically does it for the Ravens. We got them at 11 wins at minimum. 12. AJ's being generous. That's cool, too. What?
The reason I'm saying 12 is because if you look at it, right, all their tough games are at home.
Okay. Well, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Rams. Yeah. Obviously, they got the two division games that they're going to have home. Three division games they're going
to
have home.
Split those and then win most of the road games they're supposed to win. I see 12 and 5.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not. Listen, I'm not. When you said 12, I didn't say, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? That's a thing. That could be definitely a possibility for the Baltimore Ravens. So we got them in the upper half of this division. Whether they win the division or not, that remains to be seen. But tomorrow, I'm sorry, not tomorrow, since it is Friday. Monday, we'll be covering and picking our AFC North champions because we'll cover the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll pick a division winner. And then it's on to the AFC West. And by the end of next week, folks, we'll be done with the AFC already. So I definitely did time this out pretty damn well, if you ask me. I think it worked out pretty good. So
what, the show or the...
Like the timing of like when we started the 32 days and 32, like I think it's going to go to the wire, to be honest with you. I think it's like the Wednesday before the season, we might be picking the NFC West winner. So I think it works out. So anyway, we want to thank everybody for joining us on this live stream. We want to thank everybody for downloading the podcast. If you're a soccer fan, be sure to download the Squeaky Bum Time podcast today. They dropped another banger of an episode. Be sure to get those guys involved. And of course, the network, man. Support this network. There is a channel on iTunes. You can find us all there. All the podcasts there. You're wearing a Chop Heads MMA t-shirt.
I think this is the nicest shirt in the entire store.
Ooh, okay, bold. I was going to say Jersey Boys, but that's not even on our network. So it doesn't matter. But I do like the Chop Heads MMA A, the podcast, B, the merch. And I think that you came up with some creative. What does that mean on your shirt?
This means samurai.
Samurai.
I love it. Okay. It's awesome.
It's a bad shirt.
The other one means swordplay, but it's actually called the swordplay tee.
He said less fond of it. Anyway, you can get that in hoodie form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
They even have it in red.
Believe it or not.
They, I mean we.
Believe it or not, I have a calendar on my fridge, and like I'm looking at my godson who turned one yesterday, and my brother made a point. He's like, I listen every day now on my way home from work, and you didn't shout out Danny J. And it's like, what? And I'm like, fuck, whoa. No. I'm like, damn,
shitty
bro.
Uncle, shitty,
shitty
godfather.
Uncle Dave did not shout out his his beautiful, handsome stud of a godson. But there is a party tomorrow, and which I can't wait to, you know, be that crazy drunk uncle. Oh, wow, you have the Sweet 16.
I have a Sweet 16 tomorrow,
That's
too.
So great. Ava, she already turned 16, though,
she
right?
She did, which so, I didn't mention her on the podcast, wow. But she doesn't listen either. So
I thought you just said she watches every day.
I have 38
19
nieces.
That's so, right. I'm sorry.
No, three.
But, three nieces. But
she definitely doesn't give a shit about the podcast.
Okay, well, that's okay. That's fine. Because everybody has a podcast, according to Jimmy's video last night, which, by the way, was phenomenal.
And some people even have three or four.
Womp, womp, womp. But anyway, so we want to thank you guys for tuning in, for subscribing, for joining in on the chat. A lot of comments that I haven't got a chance to get to. I will circle back right now just to see us. Hoodie season. Yes, hoodie season is upon us. That's what I was going for. So tomorrow being August the 14th, bro, we're midway through August already, which, again, Give me fall all year round. That's just me. I'm a bigger dude. I don't like to sweat. Give me fall. Fall is beautiful. Fall is like right there. Because winter,
typically,
stinks.
I like the fall the best because it's football and baseball playoffs. That's my reason, right? But as the seasons go, I kind of just, by the end of the season that I'm in, I just want the next one because I'm over whatever I'm dealing with.
Like yesterday like was right hot now, in the studio.
Fucking heat, I'm over it. I don't care. I haven't gone to the beach, which I don't care about the beach. I don't go in the pool. I'm not outside doing anything. I'm stuck in this fucking studio every day anyway.
Stuck. Yeah, stuck by choice.
Well, I mean,
we decided this. We went this route. This is the life we chose.
I didn't say that I was stuck for any reason or not or another. I'm saying I'm stuck in the studio. That is a fact. Am I not?
You are.
I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. It'll be like 4:40 and they'd be like, you're out already? I'd be like, yeah.
As somebody said, I effing hate this summer working in the heat as I listen right now. So, hey, listen, man, whoever that is or woman, definitely stay hydrated today. Drink some Gatorade and some water and stay cool. So for Sturch and Gooch and, of course, AJ on the couch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great, great weekend.
Look at Ash shouting out herself 30 times. Hi, Ash. We see you. Don't worry. We definitely see you.